It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Laker Hockey Talk. We missed a week last week with the show due to illness, but we're back in the saddle here again this week. Damon Whitten, Bill Crawford talking Laker hockey. And Damon, we always preview what's coming up, and what's coming up is a really tough test, I think, over at Northern Michigan. Here's a team that's on the rise right now, playing really well. Lakers coming off a big victory against Ferris State last Saturday night, but not a team on the rise right now, a team trying to find an identity at this point. And, man, Northern Michigan's going to be a tough test, I think, this weekend. They've got things going pretty well. Great goaltending out of Adi Tolvanen, the goaltender of the week in the WCHA last week. And really a team that's just scoring power play goals and doing a lot of things very well right now.
Yeah, well, he's been a great goaltender for a long time. Seems like he's been around for forever in this league. And, you know, certainly a starting point of talking about the Wildcats is the goaltending they get. You know, near the top of the conference, very consistent. You know, they rely on that nearly every single night. And so that alone is just a tough challenge going into there, that knowing you'll face Tolvanen. And, you know, their goaltending duo, he's certainly their number one, but they have ability behind him as well. So a big challenge right there. You know we're going to have to be great defensively and keep it a low-scoring game in order for ourselves to have a great chance to win a hockey game. You mentioned the power play. I think they had 7 power play goals on the weekend. You know, they've not been obviously that good all year long, but coming off a great weekend of power play opportunities. You know, Loggins was unbelievable one-timing the puck, and nothing overly complicated or pretty about what they do. You know, they want to play catch up top, moving around the horn and one-time the puck, and they got a couple of guys who can really unload, and you know, we're going to have to do a good job of being in shot lanes and boxing out net front in order to not give them second chance opportunities. And certainly, you know, goaltending has to be a key to any penalty kill as well. So we'll need our goaltending to be sharp and ready to go.
It's going to be a tough weekend for the Lakers. You're going to have to fight hard. You're going to have to play like you did on Saturday night. And I thought the team played really well. I thought you played pretty well, really, both games. You get shut out, though, on Friday night because you can't buy a goal. And then Saturday night, it just seemed like some of our guys were pretty mad at themselves after Friday night, and they really played a good game. It was one of the better efforts of the season.
Yeah, I don't think our efforts were far apart. As you mentioned, the difference is, you know, getting on the score sheet. You know, we had great special teams play on Saturday night, including the 2 power play goals that had a big impact. You know, Ferris tacked on a late power play goal a couple minutes left in the game. It didn't have a huge impact on the game, but, you know, we weren't able to get on the score sheet with our power play. I thought we did a pretty good job penalty kill most of the night. It was a wrist shot from the blue line, if you remember, found its way in. But again, I don't think our effort was far off, but we scored some goals. We got some early goals. We got on top of it, got in front. It's hard to chase a game all game long. You know, when you give up an early goal, especially with the challenges we've had and not being a high-scoring team, you know, we can't give up early leads and chase the game all night long. That leads to a lot of frustration. It leads to a lot of energy expounded. You know, same thing Saturday. I think we power plays in the first period, we had 3, they had 1, and then the second period, we had to kill off 5 penalties, you know, and I don't think, you know, it wasn't a lack of discipline, you know, 1 or 2 calls, you know, I thought were good calls, 1 or 2, you know, you can't really tell your players, hey, you can't do that, so, but you have to kill off 10 minutes straight, that's going to take a lot of energy, take a lot of chance to get back on it and go, so, but Saturday, as you mentioned, we came out, we played hard, we got the early offense, which led to a lot of enthusiasm in the arena and on our bench, and, you know, we're certainly dealing with some confidence issues throughout our locker room, and so getting the lead was really critical to our team. And then the ability to fight back. You know, we've done a good job in the locker room of believing in each other and staying with things, and we didn't waver from that. When they tied it up, we came back, got the game-winning goal, and, you know, leads to some energy and, you know, trying to help us get on track here, which we'll need Friday night on the Olympic sheet at Barrie Event Center.
Yeah, how do you prepare to play against them on that big ice? We've got Big Bear Arena here in Sault Ste. Marie that has the big ice as well. I guess you could practice there a couple of times to get ready, but boy, that's something they built their team to play on that big ice, to spread them out, and that's why they're so effective on that power play. They spread out pretty wide, they move the puck quickly, and they just work on hammering that puck from the wings.
Yeah, you having Big Bear in town is a nice opportunity for us to get out there, and we were able to do that yesterday to go out and practice at Big Bear. Get some real good structure in place. Tuesday we stayed at Taffy Able. It was more about just getting back on the ice and getting some touches and getting our pace going. And then yesterday a lot of teaching, and we'll do the same thing later tonight when we arrive in Marquette. We'll skate tonight and continue to work on some structure and some adjustments we want to make going to the Big Sheet. And being that, but you said it. There's an advantage. I mean, they're used to using that space and time. We've got a real short window to kind of make that adjustment and realize you have to have the same urgency and I guess desperation to your play. But there's also a more patient part to it, a little bit of a smarter game because the spacing is so different. Puck support becomes very important. Really, at times you got to give up some hits because you start chasing guys and getting yourself out of position if you're looking to finish checks all over the ice. So certainly some subtle tweaks and changes to what we want to do, but the extra day out there, hopefully will make a little bit of a difference, and we're ready to start the game when the puck drops tomorrow night.
Yeah, Northern's a tough team right now. Excuse me. You mentioned a few moments ago Troy Loggins, a junior player for them. He was player of the week offensively in the league this past week. He had 3 power play goals. They got some others, though, that are really dangerous. I think of Robbie Payne, the former Sioux Eagle, who's a senior now and a real leadership player. Another guy who scores a lot of power play goals and is a very effective offensive player. They got Darian Craighead, who's a very good player. They've got some really good defensemen who get involved offensively. I'm thinking of Ballou back on defense, along with a guy like Jordan Klimek. They're a load, this team. They're pretty darn good right now.
Yeah, they're playing well. Grant's done a real good job. And I think it's anchored when you get that goaltending. You can really look to work on some things and exploit some things, take some opportunities when you've got Tolvanen, who's been such a rock in this league. So that certainly helps. You mentioned a couple of the upperclassmen. They also have some upperclassmen like Payne, like Loggins, Black, and Ballou. Some guys that are having career years, and that's part of what you need as well. They've responded well to Grant and what they've done there, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. They're a good team. That Bowling Green series, not only was the power play clicking, but it was a heavy, hard-fought series. Again, an Olympic sheet, sometimes there's not as much physicality just because the spacing is so different, but it was a heavy hockey game, and we'll have to be prepared for that as well. One thing, it's a little bit hard to get a feel for what they're doing, at times, and whether it's different lines doing different things or just the way they're playing, but they're coming at you, they're making you adjust within the game, and throwing a lot at teams coming into there.
Well, they're a team on the rise right now. The Lakers did a pretty good job this past weekend. You shook up your lines a little bit, Damon, on Saturday night. You could put Josh Hanke there with McKay, and that seemed to work pretty well. But you put the youngster Ambrosio out there with Nellis and company, and they did a good job. They played pretty well. All 4 of your lines were going pretty well on Saturday night.
Yeah, we obviously some tweaks coming off the loss and trying to generate some offense and find some additional chemistry, and really it's about attention to detail defensively, playing the right way. Typically guys are rewarded when they're playing the right way. You're playing on the right side of pucks. It's amazing how many times that high forward is the one that gets that chance or the rebound or the scoring chance. So we wanted to have a good defensive mindset and make sure guys are playing the right way, and that was part of the reason why those lines change and adjust there a little bit. But I know we liked it. It's been fairly consistent to that most of this week. We still got a tweak or two to make and some changes to look at, but it's late in the year. There's been some chemistry has been established and guys have stayed together, but when you're struggling to string together wins and to score consistently, you have to look at some of the options you have. So we really liked Ambrosio with Nellis and Terrell. We had some speed to their line, some compete to that line, and so that was a good combination. Unfortunately it made us break up Jake Hand, with Hampus as well, and Terrell the week before, which I thought was a really good line, but we moved Gage to kind of complement that line and, again, provide some stability defensively, and it certainly worked on Saturday, and it's going to have to be good on Friday as well to give ourselves a chance.
Yeah, for the Lakers to have success, they're a much better team when they get ahead in games. We saw that many times this season when we've really played well. We've usually gotten out in front. And that was the case on Saturday night. We built a 3-0 lead, and nothing would go in the net for you on Friday night, but Saturday night You get a goal, your third goal that made it 3-0. Basilico shoots the puck. It goes in off Nellis' skate. And that's just the way it went. That's the difference in those two games.
Yeah, no, no question. It's been a bit of our story. You know, that was an innocent shot. I mean, a good play by Brian to get one to the net. Anthony did a great job of stopping above the paint and taking eyes away. And so doing the right things, you get rewarded for sure. But, you know, Friday, we might have had better scoring chances consistently throughout the game, although we had a lot of odd man rushes both nights. You know, on our penalty kill Saturday, we probably had 3 to 4 odd man rushes, and some great, great chances. And you know, probably should have been a little bit more of a comfort with the chances we created. But, that's been our challenge this year, to get that consistent offense, to get guys bearing down and finishing around the net. And, we've got to be loose and put quality pucks to the net. If they don't get in the first shot, that's especially on a guy like Tolvanen, and you have to be there to get second chance opportunities. And I think we're doing a little bit better job taking eyes away. And even on Kyle Chatham's goal, we had two guys, I think Humitz and Gelsinger, were both net front making a Kapelmeister look around him to try to find the puck. And Chatham did a great job changing the angle and wristing one in there that was had seeing eyes and a big game-winning goal.
All right, you're listening to Laker Hockey Talk on a Thursday morning here on ESPN 1400. Damon Whitten, Bill Crawford talking Laker hockey. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after we hear from our two sponsors, Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation, but did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success in 2017-18.
Hi, this is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Whitten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford along with the head coach of the Lakers, Damon Whitten. We're talking Laker hockey. Lakers heading for Northern Michigan this weekend. In fact, they'll be heading out pretty quickly here on Thursday and setting up camp over at Marquette and trying to get a victory or two at Northern Michigan. A tough place to play right now. The Cats are playing really well, up in second place in the standings. And, not only did they score a lot of power play goals last weekend, Damon, but they beat a really good team. Bowling Green is a good hockey team.
Yeah, they're right up there, I think, trailing Northern now with that series. So, and we have Bowling Green the next weekend. So, we'll be facing a couple of the top teams, home ice teams in the playoffs. And, we've had success. We split with Northern Michigan early in the year at our place. We won and then went over there and lost on the big sheet on Saturday night. So, we have a feel. That was early. They've changed. We've changed. Our lineup looks a lot different with some of the attrition we've gone through. And fortunately, our injury situation's fairly cleared up at this point, and we're healthy that way for the most part. But we know this team, we know the challenges they bring, and we know it's a rivalry game. So looking for an excited weekend of hockey, and who knows what can happen in these rivalry games. So it'll be nice to get to Marquette here in a couple hours and put a focus on winning Friday night.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned the Capo Cup yet. Lakers trail by a couple of goals in that battle. It's a wins first situation, so it's a win each right now, and then it goes to total goals after that to break any tie in wins. So if you were to split this weekend, it would go to total goals. Lakers trail there by a couple. We need to find some offense here, and we need to get out in front on Friday night. We've got to play really well right out of the gate. I would think our guys are inspired to play against the UP rival. It's the closest team that we face all season, 3 hours away approximately, and we don't play anybody else like that.
Yeah, no, exactly. There's that historical rival there of being a UP town and the UP pride on the line. Certainly, Capo Cup adds another element as well. And guys are excited. Like I said, they've done a really good job through some frustration frustrating situations, to believe in each other, to stick together, and you know, try to get this thing turned around here. And there's not a lot of time left here, so Friday night is the next challenge ahead of us. And again, we've liked our approach, and you know, we'll put the right pieces in place and go out and win a hockey game.
Well, defense is going to be a real key for you this weekend. It's hard to play defense on that big ice sheet. You've got to be mobile. You've got to be thinking all the time. I thought last weekend you got some really good play out of Chatham, who scored the game-winning goal, as you just mentioned a few moments ago on Saturday night. But I thought he was good all weekend defensively, very stays at home and does a good job in his own end. I think that we're getting some really good play out of Steven Ruggiero right now, too, the newcomer to the defense. He's starting to feel real comfortable. He's a great skater, big guy, hits people. He and Mayer had a little thing going on Saturday night. They were chasing each other around pretty well. Gerald Mayer from Ferris State's a pretty good hockey player.
Yeah, no, Steven, you know, certainly brings that bite and that compete level, and, you know, our defensemen are, you know, working together here to try to establish a little bit of chemistry as well. It's been, you know, a little bit challenging there. Steven's a college transfer, so not technically a freshman, but new to our program. And, you know, if you count him in that mix, you know, a lot of nights we're playing four freshmen. And so, you know, you can't even, you know, kind of hide them with an upperclassman or slide them in there a little bit. So it'd be nice to protect some guys a little bit more at times, but we don't have that luxury depending on what lineup and what route we go there. So, you know, they're going to be the catalyst for a strong weekend of getting us organized on our rush defense, you know, being solid in our defensive zone. I thought we've taken some steps the last couple of weeks. Again, we're not giving up many grade A's. You know, we're giving up way too many goals for limiting teams to under 10 grade A chances. And, you know, whether it's a breakdown by a forward defenseman or goaltending, you know, we've got to clean that up a little bit. But our overall attention to detail defensively has done a good job. And particularly last weekend, and we went over it on Monday, that our rush defense was really strong. Being organized from our defensemen, pointing, communicating, and you know, having good gap, and that starts from good tracking habits by our forward. So we were encouraged by what we saw there, and that becomes even more important with the Olympic sheet, where there's more space to try to defend.
Yeah, it was a good weekend again, too, for another defenseman is Colin Sackelman. He's having a pretty good year. He's a plus player. There are very few plus players right now on the Laker hockey team. He's a plus two, I believe, and he blocks a lot of shots. He's very steady, and he can move the puck pretty well, too, and he's out there on one of the power play units on the point. Colin Sackelman's been a good player at Lake Superior.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's not been, you know, probably the year he had hoped for, or maybe our expectations as well, due to that injury early on. You know, he's still not 100%. It's something that will probably, you know, be there throughout the course of the year. It's better, and he's close to 100%, and you can see that in his game. You know, obviously cleared to play and healthy enough to play. He's not at risk of re-injuring, but that lower body injury that he's sustained is something that lingers, and everything you do on the ice, you know, is affected by that injury that Colin suffered. So, you know, he's not quite where he'd like to be, but I think he's certainly playing his best hockey. The further he gets from that, you know, the better he's feeling, and the more strength and power and agility he's kind of regaining and playing in form there. So a catalyst to us and our team. You know, we certainly missed him when he was out, and one of those great shot blockers as well. And again, he's going to have a big role this weekend of penalty killing, as he always does, of being in shot lanes and making sure Loggins and Black and some of those guys who like to fire at Robbie Payne, that he's helping eat some pucks and protect our goaltenders.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenging weekend for Lake Superior State for sure. You got a few other guys who are playing well. And speaking of lower body injuries, what's the latest on Yuki Miura, the Japanese player who has yet to see a game for the Lakers? He's skating, I know, every day and getting a little bit better, but he's coming off a pretty serious lower body injury.
Yeah, he is, and we actually will know a little bit more later today. He's got a doctor's appointment that will give us some more details if he's fully ready to come back yet or not. I mean, obviously, he's been out so long that it's still going to be a fairly long period for him to get back in game shape and regain strength and things like that. So it's a real unfortunate injury. Again, he was cleared to play at Michigan Tech. You know, a real unique situation where he moved from Japan, I think in ninth grade or 10th grade, to move to Czechoslovakia to pursue a higher level of hockey. So he was a real unique guy of getting cleared and through the NCAA Eligibility Center with all of his transcript issues and getting translations and things like that. So we are hoping we would play him at Michigan Tech before the break, and due to the injury that prevented that. So we're still going to look to hope to get him minutes some point this year, but we're certainly getting close. And if the news isn't great from the doctor, then that might have to shut him down for the year. So we'll know a lot more, and hopefully he'll be ready to return.
You know, you're never looking to make excuses, but the injuries have been a major part of problems for Lake Superior this season. We talked about Colin Sackelman a few minutes ago. He missed a number of games and really hasn't fully recovered yet from a lower body problem. Lucas Keibel's another one. He was out for a while with an upper body injury, and he's been kind of slow to recover from that, too. He's a great passer of the puck. He's not doesn't seem to be as quick as he was before he got hurt, and I don't know if that has anything to do with the injury since it was upper body, but that's been something with Yuki Miura and now Matt McArdle out of the lineup. Looks like Matt probably won't be back this season because he's got a pretty serious upper body injury that's keeping him out.
Yeah, and Steven's not playing at 100% either, Ruggiero, so it's really decimated their decor, and it's just it's one of those things, you know, you kind of look at what you're doing training-wise and things like that. You know, it's upper body, lower body. You know, Lucas had an illness along with an injury that really set him back. And, you know, I think he ended up losing about 20, 22 pounds through his illness. He's gained a lot of that back at this point. But it's been challenging for sure, you know, and we thought it'd be a position of depth. And, you know, we'd excel back there this year. And then you lose, you know, arguably, you know, two of your top four for sure and Lucas and Colin for extended weeks. And I don't care what team you are. If you take two of your top defensemen out, you're going to have some challenges and some struggles. And, you know, we've rebounded from that, playing a little bit better. Power play is going a little bit as well. So it's something we've had to deal with and overcome. And, you know, obviously the Josh Dunedell situation cost us a player. CJ Hayes moved on to pro hockey for a lack of opportunity with us. And, you know, it might have been fine early on, but then when you have some injuries or you lose some depth and a guy left like that, you know, that's a challenge as well. And obviously opened the door for Alex Ambrosio to come in, and he's done a great job coming in and taking advantage of it. And we need some of those other guys to, you know, to build their roles a little bit. There's opportunity that they maybe hadn't seen in the past, and they've got to take advantage and get back on track for some other guys that had great past years as well.
Well, you've got Northern Michigan this weekend on the road. You come home, final series of the season at the end of the month of January. We play the whole month of February on the road, going to Bemidji, all the way up to Anchorage. Then you take a weekend off and finish the season, a regular season, down at DeFerris State. This is a tough road to hoe right here, and you certainly hope that the schedule maker will be a little more friendly to Lake Superior for next season.
Yeah, no, it's I haven't seen anything like it, you know, and it's funny as coaches coming in, just having some conversations. I think they're all pretty amazed, and they kind of say, well, how did that schedule pass, you know, the league as we vote for it, you know, a couple of years out and things like that. Well, you know, they're looking out for their own best interests. They're not too worried about Lake State's schedule, so, you know, it's going to happen to somebody else at some point, and you know, we've got to try to do a better job as a league of not allowing that to happen. You know, we have policies in place. There's no way a team should be out of their own building for 4 weeks at the end of the season. So it's unfortunate, but it's, you know, it's been in place for a couple of years. It's just what's in front of us, and we got to go out and be road warriors, you know, especially after that BG series. And sometimes it'll be a chance to kind of rally around that and fight through some adversity and get it done on the road.
All righty. Well, we're out of time here this morning. Laker Hockey Talk returning to the airwaves this week. Damon, thanks for being here. Good luck at Northern Michigan, and we'll be back next Thursday morning with another edition of Laker Hockey Talk.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Have a great Thursday, and go Lakers.
All righty. Damon Whitten, Bill Crawford, it's Laker Hockey Talk, another edition on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400, brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.